The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right now, we're going through the show predictions for 2026. Hot Wings went first. He said movies will make a strong return.
Mm-hmm.
Much bigger than the past couple of years.
Several will earn over $1 billion.
Hot Wings also suggested a resurgence in dumb phones and beepers, and that Taylor Swift, we'll find out, is pregnant by the end of the year. Tommy went second. He said some part of Mount Rushmore will be damaged or fall off, that there'll be a blackout in one of the World Cup cities somewhere in North America because of the overwhelming number of people coming to town, and that one person on the show will be delayed because a wild animal gets too close to their habitat, i.e. car, house, etc. Steve's was someone from the show wins at least 10 grand in the lottery. An AI song goes to number one on the Billboard charts for the first time and suggested maybe that Maitland added, and we probably won't know until after it's there. Mm-hmm. And that someone from the show will move to Europe to start a new life.
Could be anyone.
I mean, have you been to Europe?
I have.
Maitland?
I haven't.
Me neither. Steve has.
I have.
Ran that marathon under the Eiffel Tower. Kelly, you been to Europe?
Never even heard of it.
No, didn't think so. All right, mate, what do you got?
Okay. First up, I have vape sales will drop, but cigarette sales will go up.
Wow.
I feel like there's been a trend where for a long time they've been saying, you know, oh my gosh, today's kids, they're not smoking cigarettes as much, but they're vaping more. Mm-hmm. But now people think vaping's douchey. We're realizing the dangers of it, whatever it may be. You might as well just smoke a real cigarette.
Yeah.
And that's the logic. So I think cigarette sales will see a resurgence this year and smoking will be cool again.
Yeah. Be cool. Smoke cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's vintage now.
Yeah.
You know, so people are doing, like, digital cameras are cool again. I mean,
it's on the news like right now. Today's show is
talking.
Oh my gosh.
I hadn't seen that one time until you said that literally just now.
I don't know if that means like they're featuring it in movies more, which I have noticed that. But even on TikTok and everything, I see people all the time telling themselves, like, man, I don't need a Newport. Man, I don't need a Marlboro Red. I don't need this. So I definitely think smoking will see a resurgence. You look so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
look at them on TV.
It's pretty cool.
Yes.
Don't
Number
smoke
two,
my children.
I think that an influencer will be elected into a political position, and we're all going to roll our eyes and be like, oh my gosh, this is so dumb, but they're actually going to do a good job.
Like, do you mean, when you say political position, do you mean like Congress?
Maybe.
Something national?
Yeah.
Or
even
governor?
They become a governor or a mayor or anything like that, but we're going to find out that an influencer who's not a political influencer or anything like that just went from, get ready with me, to, hey, let's make some legislation.
Okay, not like so Tommy like Lauren or whatever her name is.
No, ew.
So like Frankie LaPena.
Yeah, like somebody goofy.
Like becomes governor.
Or like Trisha Paytas. I don't know if anybody of you know who she is. I know Tommy does. She has kind of just been like an every woman of the internet since like the early 2000s. She's been every religion. She's done every trend.
Wow.
She is a weird lady. She's the one who named her baby like Malibu Barbie and Elvis and
stuff
like
that. What is
her
name again?
Trisha Paytas.
And you're telling us she's going to be
she's
going to be great of the people?
I saw a video where she was like, I want to make change and make a better future for my kids. So I need to be involved in that process. And she's running for, or she's like figuring out the process to run for Senate or whatever in California.
Wow.
So I think an influencer will get in there. We're all going to be like, oh my God, this is going to be dumb. But they're going to do a really good job.
I love that. I think that's a great one.
And lastly, someone on the show will unknowingly find something that turns out to be worth a ton of money.
like antique roadshow kind of stuff?
Yeah. So I'm either manifesting that for myself in thrifting or Hot Wings is going to find some rare hubcap somewhere that is worth billions of dollars.
Okay.
Or Steve's going to find some Jeep part or a train piece, or Kelly's going to be on her European adventures and find something rare.
Yeah.
Free beer, you're going to...
Can't think of anything for me, can you?
Make a really cool chicken tender.
I could tell you were running out of steam, and I can't even think what I'd find.
But it'll look like Pontius Pilate.
Yeah.
But not the historical one. The one from The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah. Yeah.
A teenager.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to sell it and benefit from it?
You might, or you will just simply realize that it is worth a ton of money.
Okay.
And then you'll come in here and be like, do I sell it? Do I not? We'll have a whole around the room about it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, okay. Somebody pointed out Spencer Pratt is running for something in California. I think you could call him an influencer. He kind of, before influencers were influencers, reality star who became someone people followed and stuff like that. And they're running for governor of California?
That would
Mayor of Los Angeles?
Very ambitious.
Something like that.
Mm. Okay.
He's fed up because they left him stranded after the Palisades fire, which may or may not be true. I have no idea. Mm. All right. Ready for mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
A business will launch and you will be able to buy sometime in 2026. Like, get it to your house, pull it out of the package, pull it over your head and over your shoulders and onto your body. T-shirts that are video. Like, that show a GIF.
Ooh.
Okay.
The technology is there, getting cheaper and cheaper. Mm. And you may be even, it may even go so far as to being able to program it to do whatever.
Yeah.
And people will be wearing video T-shirts like the GD Future.
Oh, God, that's going to be so obnoxious.
How long? And if that happens, let's say that becomes a thing in August. A company starts selling them. By September, we'll have a story about someone with Pornhub on their chest walking through the food court at the mall.
1,000%.
Guaranteed.
So not just that you'll be able to get them, but that it'll be normal or regular to see people with them?
Sort of like Meta glasses.
Okay.
Where,
like,
you
easy
see
to
them,
get.
You
like,
notice
if you want
them,
it, you can get them.
But if you want it, you can get it. Mm-hmm. You're going to spend some
All
money.
Right. Video T-shirts.
Okay. Sounds stupid, doesn't it?
Okay, video clothing.
No, it doesn't. That's the crazy thing.
Might have sounded stupid last year. Like, literally, last year, you might have heard that and went, oh, okay. But everything's moving so quickly now. I'm like, I don't know. Why not? Okay, number two. Don't read into it. Unless you want to. Someone from the show, past or present, intern to full-timer, will be arrested in 2026.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there's been a lot of people that have been involved in this show in one way or another. I mean, if you're getting into interns and all that.
I mean, some more likely than others.
Oh, this is Zach's year.
Do you think it's Zach? Oh. Wait, you think it's robbed the Hawaiian roll store?
Look out, Dr. Stupid.
Oh, yeah. You know that guy's up to something.
Oh, my
Insurance
God.
Fraud or something.
Oh, that would be wild.
I want to put Butthead Lautner in there, but he's too much of, like, a golden retriever. He can't.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd get arrested for something so, like, accidental, like accidental jaywalking or something.
Or it'd be like trying to save an elderly woman who was doing water aerobics and he thought she was drowning. like his heart is in the right place.
That's good. And,
okay.
Finally, that's a really good one.
Yeah, it's a big sphere.
Yeah, there are a lot of people there.
I like that one.
Finally, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, under the immense pressure of the lawsuit and their plummeting public personas, separate.
Ooh, yeah,
that would be a big one.
I can see it.
That would be a big one.
I thought that lawsuit was done.
It is,
but it just comes back up like all the time.
There's still it's really hanging on to them, particularly on to Blake Lively. And if Justin Baldoni, the guy involved in the lawsuit of It Ends With Us, when they worked together, I think if he were a different type of profile, it would hang on him more. But he's not in every commercial and movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he's on social media, but he doesn't have near the following that Blake Lively did or anything else. But Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds especially, you couldn't go to anything without seeing them pop up as a fan or as an investor or as a producer or or whatever for a while. And people, you know, we as Americans get sick of people. And then if there's a little bit of a scandal, and I still have, I mean, we all know what you read in the public, you have no idea what went on in the private lives, but that gets probably a lot of pressure in the Reynolds-Lively household. I'm guessing. I hope that's not true because they have like 5 kids, but makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
All right. I have 4, but I'm going to give you my top 3 if we all have time for our 4th ones. I think we should maybe share them because I got a solid one.
Okay.
But number 3, I think we're finally going to catch a real mermaid, but we're going to find out that it's evil.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, and then it's going to start a water war.
Oh, an evil mermaid.
Because then people are going to know where they are. And okay. People are going to start going after them, and we're going to find out that their
Why?
Technology...
Because they possess unobtainium?
Something.
Yeah. Okay. Look out, Namor. Here we come.
Yeah, we're going to find out they've been, like, working underwater, and we are not prepared for this. It's going to be like a weird water war with
Can't
mermaids.
Wait to hear your prediction that didn't make the cut.
That
one did.
Yeah, the one that didn't make the cut... I'll tell you later. All right, and then number 2.
Yeah, is it about where Black Panther lives?
Yeah. Yes. Number 2, I think we're finally going to start seeing side effects from weight loss drugs, but specifically on people who didn't need them, and they're going to start glowing in the dark.
Well, you had me until after the comma.
It's real specific.
You just can't control yourself, can
I
you?
I mean, we're going to see some sort of side effect. My personal belief is that they're going to start like changing colors or something.
That would be amazing.
And not like normal racial skin tones. I'm talking like blue or glowing. Okay. You know, it's going to be weird, and it's only going to be on the people who didn't need them. Like the people who actually need them, like their body's using them in a way that makes sense. The
but
people
some of
who
the
just
people
did it
that,
for vain reasons,
yeah.
You're going to be glowing by 2027.
Hard
and not,
to,
like,
hard
in
to
the
deny it
way.
On the red carpet mm-hmm. when you're a bright shade of green.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my final one, my number one, is I think one of the guys on the show is going to get electrocuted in a cool way. Like, in a way you...
What, playing guitar on stage with Metallica?
In a cool way.
It could be that. It could be lightning, but you live, so then you have that cool lightning strike scar.
Oh, I want this. Oh, like the lightning tattoo?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I want to look like Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy, you are saying you would like to get struck by lightning.
Oh, my God, more than anything. Are you serious?
It would be so cool.
How many people can say that?
Yeah. All right, well, this year, we need a sponsor for Tommy's Tea Storms. Yeah. Every time there's a storm, we send Tommy out with golf clubs in each hand.
Yeah, we get the...
I want a tattoo!
Yeah, I can tell you this. Less people can say it than have gotten struck by lightning because they're dead.
Yeah, I want the O'Reilly Auto Part lightning rod.
Okay.
Let's get that going.
Okay. I don't know why. I just
my God!
Yeah, I just feel like, say for instance, somebody wins the lottery, right? Like Steve's prediction. And then they get this really cool boat, and they're on this boat, and they're playing with technology, but then they accidentally fall into the most beautiful ocean. So they get a little electrocuted, but you live. Like, you don't have major injuries.
So
you're hospitalized.
Okay, so you're saying you get shocked. I think if you get electrocuted, you're dead.
No, you're not electrocuted and dead. Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily.
So, people live through lightning strikes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you intentionally take a toaster bath either. Don't go overachieving here.
I have some questions. Yeah.
Yes.
Because your original statement was get electrocuted, but in a cool way.
In a cool way.
What if I just get electrocuted? What if I'm replacing an outlet at my house?
No, that's a shock.
And I forget to turn the power off. So that doesn't count.
No. Nope.
I don't know. Have you ever done that? Because, man, that feels like electrocution.
Feels like it counts when it happens.
But if you just redid your whole she shed and you're like, oh my God, we're finally plugging in the Christmas lights that hang around outside, the decorative lights, all for my wife because I surprised her with a she shed, and then you plug it in, that's cool if you get electrocuted.
Yeah, you're gonna get zapped by your lady govies.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Wow, there's a lot of
but no, it can't be
a lot
like,
of stipulations.
I was teaching my kids not to like put their fingers in the socket and I got shocked. Yeah.
Is that a cool way?
Yeah.
I don't know what cool is. Tell us what cool is.
Like Free Beer gets brought up on stage by a magician and they're like, we're gonna electrocute you. That's cool.
Oh, just like the Prestige.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
then I fall in a tub of water and it's my twin every time.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Or your more taint zapper goes crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
something.
Yeah.
That's show code. You gotta share that. If you get booty zapped by your taint zipper.
Yeah, the gooch patch or whatever it was called. Yeah, yeah. See, that's cool.
Arvine joins us from New Jersey. Hi, Arvine. How are you?
What's up, boys and girls?
Hey,
Happy
man.
New Year.
Happy
New Year. Well.
Happy New Year to you. Could you find Tommy's desire to watch the lightning? That was relatable to you.
Very relatable. I got hit by lightning in my house.
Awesome.
You did?
In my room, I had designed to watch thunder and lightning storms. Wait. I had my hand on the
You had a thunder lightning room? What are you, Thor?
Yeah, I have a two-story bedroom, and it was to watch storms. I live on the beach.
Okay.
And
so
I had my hand, my arms were on the windowsill, and my feet were on the air conditioning grate. My son was literally right next to me. It hit the house, blew through me, and shot me across the third floor.
Whoa!
You flew!
Oh my gosh, you are Thor! And your son was untouched?
I woke up with my son beating on my chest. Are you dead? And my fillings were all hot. I said, what the hell happened? And
long story short,
we just tried to convince my other son and my wife, who thought I was, because I do have a sick sense of humor, joking, and I just wanted to go to sleep. You can't do that. They took me to the doctor, and the doctor laughed the whole time, kept calling me Electro Man, because I said, dude, why are you so happy about this? He goes, I saw six people hit by lightning. You're the only one alive.
Oh, wow.
I was happy to have a success story.
Now, Tommy, did you hear that? That's a 17% success rate. You still want to roll those dice?
Yeah, I'm 1 in 6.
Yeah,
I'm going to go for it.
Exactly right.
I'll be that one.
Exactly right.